Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
And so as we begin to wrap up the interview, for those of you who are just joining us, I'm talking to Blair Whitlow, and her latest song is called The Other Side. You just heard her mention that, and she is an amazing, amazing talent and gift just to this world in general, because of her ability to transcend music and time and space, being led by God. Let me ask you this. You were a praise and worship leader at Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ, for how many years?
10.
So, in my opinion, because I'm in this industry, you could have a long time ago, in my opinion, been doing music like this, releasing albums, just a tremendous amount of opportunities. I believe that you could have gone solo or left at any time. When did you know it was time to step out on faith and pursue your career?
In 2014, while I was still leading worship, I released my first EP. But that was kind of just like testing the waters for me.
Yeah.
I didn't put too much into it. I didn't, and honestly, I was an extreme novice at that point, mm-hmm. as well. But in 2019, in summer 2019, I felt like the Lord was nudging me to move forward with being more intentional about the music that's inside of me. And so I stepped down from being the praise and worship leader. I think 10 years was a great run. There are others, you know, there are others who have the same ability. And I think that, and let me just insert this. I think that's an important point. You don't have to occupy a position for forever.
Amen.
Let others know when it's time to allow other people to come in and also express or project the gifting and the anointing and the talents that God has poured into them, because everyone's gifts matter. Everyone's talents in the body of Christ matter, and we need to know when it's time to relinquish that space so that others can bring in a freshness and a newness to whatever space or position that is. Okay, I just want to throw that out there. But at any rate, so I felt like in 2019 it was time for me to really press forward, and so I poured my time, my money into what came out in 2020 as the Wonder Series, where I released 5 different songs, all as singles. And in 2021 I'm just continuing to perpetuate the vision that I feel like God has for me. And let me say this, I don't always have everything mapped out, and I know people would probably be like, you should know what's coming next. Sometimes I don't know. Yeah. All I know is to be diligent and continue to work and allow God to organically orchestrate my life and the plan that he has for me in this music. And sometimes, so I don't know all the time, but as he gives it to me, I am determined to listen, obey, and to act.
Amen. There it is. And I guess we'll leave you with the last word. And before we go, I want you to give a quick shout out to some of your close friends. They have to be, because they sang backup for you at the Fisk Food and Music Festival a few years back. I think Margo Davis and who was the rest of your group there?
Because
you know a whole lot of people. So yes, you do.
So I think that one was Margo Davis, Merche Moore, and Sarah King.
That's right.
A couple of my other friends that are always there and available for me that I sincerely appreciate. They do background vocals for me a lot of times. William Kersel Keenan, Devin Folk, she's always available for me. Kamisha Rainey, who else? Kim Mont, Ronnie Robertson, all of those are great people. And of course, you know, I can't leave out, I already mentioned him, Brian Harrison, my producer / MD. I'm telling you, like, I, you know, people probably think I'm being like over the top, but I could not do any of this without him. He makes my life so easy. He's such a knowledgeable musician. He's not just, you know, a church musician. He didn't just grow up playing in the church. Mm-hmm. No, he's a learned musician. Yeah. He went to SIEU. He's a trained jazz pianist. He knows his stuff. So
he's incredible. He's incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where I am a novice and where I don't have the intellect or the ability to make something come to fruition, he knows what to do. In my ideas, he basically fleshes them out for me. So a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes where things come into play, he's the one helping me to do that. So I have to give him a huge thank you. And I have to also thank Vantino Kimmins, who is my booking agent. He's been working with me and trying to get things squared away. And so I just appreciate everybody's patience, because people don't have to be nice and people don't have to help you.
That's true.
So I'm glad that God has given me such grace in this time and surrounded me with people who are so willing to give of themselves.
Amen. Amen. I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to allow you to say this publicly. And you can take your time if you want. We're going to go ahead and make sure you have an opportunity to say what you would like to say. But what would you like to say to Bishop and Dr. Mary T. Maynard?
Oh, Bishop and Dr. Mary T. Maynard. Let me say that what I appreciate about them is that they were so gracious and patient with me. I've been there since I was, 19 years old? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to tell my age, but it's been almost two decades. And that's where I learned. I learned how to be humble. I learned how to allow God's anointing to lead. Mm. I learned how to be subservient or a servant. I learned how to put what God wants ahead of my own desires and or agendas. And I learned that under their leadership. I grew into a praise and worship leader in that church under their leadership. And I'm saying grew into, because that's exactly what happened. I was not at the start of my tenure there. It took some grooming. It took some learning. It took some patience for me to even start understanding things like understanding, the house. Mm. What's good for the house? You know, not just like what songs I like to sing or, what's good for the house? What's the temperature of the house? What is Bishop preaching on? How do I accommodate the house and the leadership in such a way that what I am rendering, not only pleases God first, but also is beneficial to the house? So their leadership taught me a lot, and I think that it made me a very level-headed person as it relates to rendering this talent, the music, the gift, whatever we want to call it, the anointing. I feel like I learned how to be humble in that space because of them and the way that they teach and train up people in those types of positions in their church.
Amen. I'm a testament to that. The one and only Bishop Jerry L. Maynard Sr. and Dr. Mary T. Maynard. And one last, I know you have to go. I know you're busy. I just have one last question. And that is, you mentioned allowing the anointing to lead. Can you just give advice and talk to other people who might be leading praise and worship or choir members that could possibly just some advice on what that means, or just sort of break that down?
Yeah. I mean, in a position where you are facilitating worship, the first thing that you have to realize is that it's not about you. I know it's very, very easy to fall into the trap of knowing that all eyes are on you, but it's not about you. And what you're doing is a very, very sensitive thing. You are creating a space for God's word to be able to flow freely, and that people would be recipients of that word. They would have a heart and a posture that would be able to receive God's word freely. You are literally standing in the place of trying to allow God's anointing to break the yoke. When people come in, there are various yokes, and there's bondage, there's oppression, there's depression, there's all types of things happening in people's lives, and you are after prayer and scripture, and I think that's how most churches work, but if not, hopefully after prayer and scripture, you're the first person that the body is subjected to, and you are there to literally start to plow or till the ground. You're trying to break it up so that once the man of God comes, we're able to receive that word freely. So I think if you go into it understanding that this is not about my showmanship or how amazing I am, I'm literally coming here to do a job and to prepare the body for the next thing to come, which is God's word. It takes out a lot of that self-absorption, the self-indulgence, and it creates a mindset where you are in servant mode. And you're there, you're literally there to work for the kingdom. So I think that's the most important thing for me, is to understand what my position is, or what the position I'm playing in the scope of helping to build God's kingdom. It's literally not about me. And here's the other thing. I always kept a mindset, and some people may not agree with this. I am replaceable. I am only here for the time that God sees fit.
Amen.
You know, I am not an irreplaceable entity. I'm here because God has anointed me for a specific time and for a specific thing that I'm supposed to do. And I think if you continue to think that way, it'll keep you in that place of humility. And humility doesn't mean that you don't have self-worth. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have confidence, but you're letting the anointing lead, and you're letting God's agenda be at the fore of your mind versus your own personal agenda.
Amen. Amen. There it is. We'll leave it there. The book on how to do praise and worship, available by Blair Whitlow, coming soon. Coming soon. Yes. She just gave you a rough draft. Hey. It's there. It's been a pleasure having you on. I pray that I've done you justice. And so just tell the listeners at this point where they can find out more about you, how they can find out your music, how they can book you. Yeah.
Yeah. So please follow me on Instagram at Blair Whitlow. You can also friend me on Facebook at Blair Whitlow. And I also have an artist page. Everything is at Blair Whitlow when it comes to social media, Twitter as well. You can follow me on YouTube. I have music videos. I have a music video that accompanied the Other Side single as well. So there's a visual for that. You can go on YouTube or Facebook, my artist page, to check that out. You can book me through One Voice Media, Zantino Kimmins. And that booking information is voice.mcg@gmail.com. Again, that's Santino Kimmins. I'm sorry, I'm having problems.
That's okay.
My talking today. At One Voice Media.
All right, there it is. And if anybody has any trouble with it, when I post this, there'll be a link to all this so that they can get it firsthand by just clicking. So yeah. But if you're driving, don't do it now. Yes.
Right. And all the music is available on every digital platform: Apple Music, Spotify, what other ones I'm missing? Deezer, Amazon Music, all of them. Okay. Google Play, you can get all the music on all digital outlets.
All right, there it is. You just heard the debut single from Blair Whitlow, and you should make sure you support her continuously, The Other Side. Blair, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you back on the program, and you have nothing but our continued love and success from all of us here at Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. I pray God's blessings on you all, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate all the support.
I haven't forgotten about our Real Flashback song of the hour. Here it is, from the Texas Boys. We Are Soldiers. This is Real Gospel.
Well, mama, this is the way you used to sing.
She had her hands on the gospel plow.
She said, I'll stand here and fight on anyhow. Oh, yeah.
Choose to love you. Light shines bright.
too.
That's Doe Jones with Brighter. Stay right there. More great gospel music is on the way.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-869-9139. 800-869-9139. 800-869-9139. That's 800-869-9139.